Chapter 1, Global Missile Defense Overview. This chapter identifies Global Missile Defense, MD, doctrine. It uses Global MD throughout the document and how Global MD relates to the Army's role, mission, responsibilities, and relationships to Global MD. It addresses ballistic missile flight phases, identifies the difference between Global MD and Ballistic Missile Defense, BMD, and identifies why defense against ballistic missiles is necessary. It highlights the layered Global MD system to include BMD doctrine and joint concepts and Army warfighting functions for BMD operations. The chapter also addresses BMD concepts, doctrine, and concludes with a description of Global MD organizations. What is Global Missile Defense? A ballistic missile is any missile which does not rely upon aerodynamic surfaces to produce lift and, consequently, follows a ballistic trajectory when thrust is terminated. Joint Publication, JP 3-01. Since a ballistic path is predictable after thrust is terminated, it is possible to predict an impact point and defend against the ballistic missile before it impacts its target. BMD is commonly understood and used throughout this document as defense against a ballistic missile. BMD can be provided by a standalone fire system, by a cohort of sensors and fire control systems which make up a regional web of protection, or an overlapping system of communication, sensors, engagement platforms, and command and control, C2 elements, for an integrated air and missile defense, IAMD, system. Global missile defense is MD operations, activities, or actions that affect more than one combatant command and require synchronization among the affected commands to deter and prevent attacks, destroy enemy missiles, or nullify or reduce the effectiveness of an attack, JP 3-01. Global MD affects two or more combatant commands, which may or may not be contiguous. The Global MD system was designed to defend against current and emerging worldwide threats with an integrated and synchronized response. Global MD is a multi-service, multi-domain, integrated system comprised of sensors, interceptors, C2, and information systems. The Global MD system provides planning and battle management software and hardware, which employs layered defenses to ensure missile defeat during the mid-course and terminal flight phases. BMD provides defense against traditional ballistic missile attacks from close-range ballistic missiles, CRBM, short-range ballistic missiles, SRBM, medium-range ballistic missiles, MRBM, intermediate-range ballistic missiles, IRBM, and intercontinental ballistic missiles, ICBM. The Friendly Forces organization includes layered defenses with priority given to specific assets. This layered defense includes the ability for defense forces to engage and destroy the threat in the boost, mid-course, and terminal phase of flight. The defensive and complementary capability is attained from many independent systems, including sensors, weapons, C2, and communications networked together. The Army has a major role in Global MD against all categories of ballistic missiles in the mid-course and terminal phases of flight. Each service is continuously upgrading their capabilities and deploying systems to keep pace with technology advancements being added to ballistic missiles. Global MD consists of multiple sensors and interceptors from all services at every echelon of command. BMD is dependent upon space-based, sea-based, and ground-based sensors, which are crucial for timely detection and communication of a ballistic missile launch against the United States, U.S., our territories, our forces, and allies. An attack assessment, an evaluation of missile warning information to determine if the trajectory of a ballistic missile poses a threat, is made for the purpose of determining if a ballistic missile launch is a threat to the United States homeland. A positive attack assessment is used to direct active and passive defensive actions in a timely manner. BMD consists of four major components: active defense, passive defense, attack operations, and battle management. Active defense is the employment of limited offensive action and counterattacks to deny a contested area or position to the enemy, JP 3-60. The role of active defense is to protect critical assets designated by the appropriate authority, which may include population areas, forces, allies, critical infrastructure, and force-generating capabilities from attacks. Active air and missile defense, AMD, is direct defensive action taken to destroy, nullify, or reduce the effectiveness of air and missile threats against friendly forces and assets. It includes the use of BMD weapons, as well as aircraft, air defense weapons, electromagnetic warfare assets, sensors, and other available capabilities. BMD and air defense are closely integrated to provide the essential elements of active defense in support of joint counter-air operations. BMD is unique because of the significance of the ballistic missile threat and the difficulty of the defense. The integration of BMD and air defense elements contributes to defense in depth, with the potential for multiple engagements that increase the probability for success. When destruction of the missile prior to launch is not possible or unsuccessful, all available weapon systems should engage threat missiles throughout all phases of flight. Passive defense are measures taken to reduce the probability of and to minimize the effects of damage caused by hostile action without the intention of taking the initiative, JP3-60. Passive BMD includes detection and early warning systems, signals intelligence, operation security, dispersion, camouflage, cover, concealment, redundancy, military deception, personal protective equipment, and protective construction. Dispersing forces limits the impact of a large-scale attack while decreasing the likelihood of detection. Reducing vulnerabilities involves increasing speed of maneuver while limiting electronic signal emissions while in transit. Employing redundant systems and a decentralized command structure ensures a robust and layered defense that mitigates a single point of failure. Passive measures are used to limit damage and increase survivability of an attack by using protective construction measures like physical barriers, reinforced berms, and barricades to minimize attack damage. Attack operations. Active offensive measures intended to disrupt, neutralize, or destroy the missile or launch capabilities prior to launch. The objective of these operations is to prevent the launch of ballistic missiles by attacking each element of the overall system, including such actions as destroying launch platforms, reconnaissance, surveillance, and target acquisition platforms, C2 nodes, missile stocks, and infrastructure. Battle management. Commanders perform battle management functions using an arrangement of personnel, equipment, communications, facilities, and procedures to plan, direct, coordinate, execute, and control forces within their theater. Why missile defense is necessary? A ballistic missile attack on the United States can have catastrophic effects and long-term repercussions. Even a rogue nation may be able to posture itself as an existential threat using a small number of weapons. Ballistic missiles can be launched without warning at targets several thousand kilometers from the launch location and can be kept in a ready state until used. Offensive operations designed to neutralize the threat of ballistic missile weapons before hostilities are challenging. This is due to the location of the weapons and the risk of escalation to armed conflict. Ballistic missiles are no longer limited to technologically advanced state actors. Advancements have increased the accuracy of ballistic missile weapons while increasing the survivability against defensive systems. They have simultaneously become cheaper to build, buy, and easier to operate. Proliferation of these systems have made them available to many smaller, often belligerent state and non-state actors. Ballistic missiles are considered prestigious in some regions and critical to security. Smaller states and some non-state actors have turned to ballistic missiles as a status symbol of government strength and power projection. Small countries without the means to develop and build their own capabilities can purchase these weapons from state actors willing to sell operational systems to any actor. The resolve to use them is often a threat to regional stability, and as ranges increase, have become a threat to the United States, our forces, and allies. This is why defense against a ballistic missile attack is necessary. The threat. The threat of a ballistic missile attack is increasing, and trends indicate the threat is likely to continue for the foreseeable future. Current trends indicate that ballistic missile systems are easy to purchase, easy to operate, mobile, reliable, and accurate. Some nation states are working to increase the protection of their ballistic missiles from pre-launch attack and to increase their effectiveness in penetrating defenses. Several nation states are developing nuclear, chemical, and/or biological warheads for their missiles. Such capabilities could be significant sources of military advantage during a conflict, but they may be equally significant in the competition phase when they anchor efforts to coerce states. The ballistic missile threat in regions where the United States deploys forces and maintains security relationships with allies and partners is growing at a rapid pace. The threat environment becomes increasingly dangerous year after year, and defensive measures should keep pace to ensure homeland and theater BMD are maintained. The pace and scale of proliferation is escalating, and future missile threats are uncertain. United States BMD capabilities and planning must take into account the potential for continued missile proliferation among potential threats. Potential threats are fielding modern offensive ballistic missile systems that can threaten United States forces abroad, allies, partners, and partnerships. Potential threats are increasing the capabilities of their existing missile systems, adding new and unprecedented types of missile capabilities to their arsenals, integrating offensive missiles thoroughly into their coercive threats, military exercises, and war planning. Ballistic missiles of all types are used to provide leverage, political coercion, and military advantage in regional and international crises and conflict. Modernizing capabilities and expanding interoperability of global MD capabilities is imperative to counter the ongoing advancements of theater offensive ballistic missile systems. Activities to enable global missile defense strategy. BMD requires a balanced approach to countering missile threats through a combination of active defense, passive defense, and attack operations. These three aspects of BMD create deterrence and contribute to regional security and stability. An adversary contemplating a missile attack should consider the prospect of a United States response as a strong incentive for restraint. The proliferation of missile technology and weapons of mass destruction, WMD, requires a globally oriented capability for defense of the United States homeland and overseas area of responsibility, AOR. An area of responsibility is the geographical area associated with a combatant command within which a combatant commander has authority to plan and conduct operations, JP 1, Volume 1. As ballistic missile technology advances and proliferation continues, ballistic missiles capable of threatening targets across multiple combatant commands will become more common. The links from sensors to decision makers to interceptor needs to occur rapidly and reliably. Defensive forces need to be fully integrated to effectively counter the threats growing in diversity and lethality. BMD strengthens United States diplomacy. BMD is an essential component of United States national security and defense strategies. BMD systems create an environment where threats are deterred from use of ballistic missiles by eliminating their confidence in the effectiveness of an attack. BMD contributes to the deterrence of aggression and the security of allies and partners. It supports United States military operations if deterrence fails and helps meet and defeat theater and cross-theater aggression. Deterrence of attack. BMD contributes directly to both immediate and general United States deterrence strategies for regional missile threats and for rogue state threats to the United States homeland. Immediate deterrence is against a specific ballistic missile threat. General deterrence is derived from the United States' reputation as an actor who takes decisive action against existential threats. Its deterrent reputation is generated by predictable behavior to encourage restraint on behalf of the threat actor. General deterrence targets the behavior of threat actors by focusing on the credibility of defensive actions to defeat a ballistic missile attack. BMD can undermine a threat's confidence in their ability to achieve their intended political or military objectives through missile threats or attacks. If a threat is contemplating a missile attack, the uncertainty regarding the effectiveness of attack plans, combined with the prospect of an effective United States response to aggression, provide strong incentives for restraint. By shaping a threat's decisions in this way, effective defense diminishes the perceived value of ballistic missiles as tools of coercion and aggression, thus contributing to deterrence. BMD is stabilizing. BMD capabilities provide the United States, allies, and partners the ability to prevent or limit damage from a threat's offensive missile strike. By preventing or limiting damage from an offensive strike, escalation of hostilities is less likely to occur. BMD capabilities also cause a threat actor hesitation in launching a ballistic missile if they know the attack likely will not succeed, which helps foster stabilization. This is especially true of rogue actors who have limited ballistic missile inventories. Assurance to partners and allies. BMD plays a critical role in assuring partners and allies the United States is vested in regional security within every AOR. It does so by helping to protect allied territory and interests during BMD deployments and activities, which helps create a cohesive allied defense strategy. BMD deployments and cooperative activities strengthen relations with allies and partners and reduce the vulnerability to coercive threats and attacks. They also provide opportunities for cooperative allied co-development of BMD systems and defense collaboration. Building partnership capacity. Helping allies, partners, and host nations better defend themselves against the full range of theater missile threats is a vital element of United States regional security strategy. The United States strengthens theater BMD capabilities and cooperative relationships with allies and partners on a broad range of BMD activities, and encourages allied investments in BMD, including co-development of defense systems. Activities such as cooperative BMD training exercises between the United States and allies ensures regional security and contributes to building trust. A strong commitment to interoperability maximizes allies' and partners' contributions to the BMD mission and enables a more effective response to a missile attack. Missile defense mission sets. Global MD supports defense against strategic, cross-AOR, and theater ballistic missile attacks. All three depend on a persistent and reliable early warning network consisting of space-based, ground-based, and sea-based sensors. Timely detection and communication of ballistic missiles launched against the United States, our forces, and allies are crucial components of Global MD. Strategic missile warning is the notification of a missile attack against North America and may include attack notifications to some allied and partner nations. Integrated tactical warning and attack assessment, known as ITWAA systems, are essential for the detection, confirmation, and notification of ballistic missile launches threatening the sovereign territory and population of the United States. Theater missile warning is the immediate notification of a potential threat of a ballistic missile projected to impact an identified area within the same theater from which it was launched. Theater missile warning elements receive direct downlink signals from satellites and process the data as part of the theater event system. Theater missile warning uses tactical message dissemination and voice notification to operations and command centers a ballistic missile attack is occurring. Cross-AOR missile warning is theater-level missile warning that crosses the boundaries of one AOR and impacts in another AOR, and likely have theater strategic level of war impacts. Cross-AOR missile warning requires combatant command-level operation plans to coordinate responses and synchronized actions between combatant commands to ensure effective defense and fulfill policy aims in support of the national strategy. Strategic. Protection of the homeland is, by its very nature, a strategic mission. Homeland defense is the protection of United States sovereignty, territory, domestic population, and critical infrastructure against external threats and aggression, or other threats as directed by the President, JP 3-27. This is a call to defend United States territory against state and non-state attack. This is achieved by active global MD to protect the homeland, deterrence, and resolve to defeat aggression abroad. Strategic Missile Warning is a mission which supports strategic decision-making by national leaders for a missile attack against North America or allied and partner nations for the purpose of defending the United States homeland. It uses data and voice architecture different from what is used in theater BMD. Integrated tactical warning and attack assessment systems are essential for the detection and notification of missile launches that threaten the sovereign territory and population of the United States. Strategic BMD recognizes IAMD assets are a significant contribution of every battlefield solution. The United States relies on Ground-Based Mid-Course Defense, GMD, to maintain defense of the United States homeland against a limited ballistic missile attack from rogue nations. Complete integration of AMD allows faster, more efficient, and more effective sensor-to-interceptor engagements in theater. The primary difference between AMD and IAMD is that AMD is entirely focused on the theater defensive counter-air mission, whereas IAMD addresses defensive counter-air mission supported by offensive counter-air elements. Beyond the theater level, IAMD integrates these counter-air operations with Global MD, Homeland Defense, and Global Strike. This material is covered in more detail in the IAMD section of this chapter. Global MD supports strategic missile warning decision-making. It is an integrated, layered architecture that provides multiple opportunities to destroy ballistic missiles and their warheads before they can reach their targets. The architecture includes land, sea, and space-based elements to track, target, and destroy threat ballistic missiles of different ranges, speeds, and size after their launch. Feeder. Feeder missile warning is the immediate notification to operational command centers and warfighters of a potential threat due to a missile launch and projected impact location in a designated feeder area of operations, joint operations area, or area of interest. Theater missile warning uses tactical dissemination and notification to operations and command centers that a launch has occurred. The United States fields a number of defense systems to intercept threat ballistic missiles. These systems include mobile or transportable sensors and interceptors that can be surged to zones of crisis or conflict. If these systems are interoperable with allied and partner assets, they can support combined defensive operations. The theater BMD posture is flexible and adaptable to meet the evolving threats and new classes of offensive missiles as they are fielded. Deployment of global MD elements are tailored to the unique deterrence and defense requirements of each theater or region. Theaters vary considerably in geography, types of threat, and both international and military-to-military relationships built on cooperative BMD agreements. To help facilitate BMD integration, the United States works with allies and partners to strengthen theater deterrence architectures. To pursue an adaptive approach to BMD, the defense design for each region is tailored to address the unique threats and circumstances of each region. The capabilities meet the defensive needs based on the threat and commander's intent. Cross area of responsibility. Threat actors have ballistic missiles that can launch in one combatant command's theater and threaten United States interests and territories in another combatant command's theater. As threat actors have evolved, United States BMD planning has increasingly become global in nature and coordinated across combatant command's boundaries to address cross-AOR threats. Global MD roles, responsibilities, and authorities are aligned to maximize the integration and optimization of limited defensive assets. They are not constrained by theater boundaries. Cross-AOR BMD is warning and defense against a ballistic missile that originates in or crosses one combatant commander's AOR and is projected to impact in a different combatant commander's AOR. Effective defense against cross-AOR ballistic missile attacks require extensive planning and pre-coordinated responses between combatant commanders and their staffs. The response activities of supported and supporting combatant commanders during cross-AOR ballistic missile attack is very different than the response to a ballistic missile attack within a theater. It requires a much higher degree of situational awareness, interaction, and communications between all elements of all combatant commands. Cross AOR-BMD is far more complex than a ballistic missile attack in one AOR. It includes the data distribution capability that facilitates the notification and situational awareness of a ballistic missile launch to combatant commands and requires near real-time, complex interaction between many global MD elements, distributed networks, and the pre-coordinated interactions between supported and supporting combatant commands to determine the best response actions. Contributing sensors. As threats have advanced and technical solutions mature, it is imperative to think strategically about the deployment of low-density, high-demand BMD elements in a regional context. Elements are combined to develop specific deterrence options melded into a defense design of the region where they are deployed. Each region varies considerably by geography, the overall characterization of all the threats in the field of view of overlapping sensors, and the international and military-to-military relationships on which the United States builds cooperative global MD objectives. The United States has made significant progress in developing and fielding capabilities for protection against ballistic missile attacks. These include increasingly capable sensors, effectors, C2 elements, and communications networks. Systems contributing to BMD support all three mission sets and include systems with sensors only, Army, Navy, / Transportable Radar Surveillance and Control Model 2, ANTIPI-2 Forward-Based Mode FBM System, COBRA Dane Radar, Long Range Discrimination Radar, LEADER, Overhead Persistent Infrared, OPIR, Sea-Based X-Band Radar, SBX, Upgraded Early Warning Radar, UEWR, systems with sensors and interceptors, Aegis BMD, Aegis Ashore, GMD, Patriot Batteries for Point Defense, Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, THAAD, C2 Elements, Command and Control, Battle Management and Communications, C2BMC, Integrated Air and Missile Defense Battle Command System, IBCS, Communications Networks, BMD Communications Network, GMD Communications Network, Link 16, Ballistic Missile Basics. A ballistic missile does not rely on aerodynamic surfaces to produce lift. Lift is generated by the thrust from the engines, and the trajectory is controlled by the guidance and control system moving the engine thrust to steer the missile in the desired direction. After completion of the boost phase, one or more re-entry vehicles, RV, separates from the booster and follows a ballistic trajectory throughout the mid-course and terminal phases of its flight path. As its name implies, an RV is the part of a missile designed to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere. An RV contains a WMD designed to achieve the desired effect against a chosen target. The RV follows a prescribed trajectory dictated by the laws of physics and cannot be altered unless it is acted upon by an external force. An RV trajectory is acted on only by gravity, friction with the air, and winds throughout the mid-course and terminal phases. In less advanced ballistic missiles, the RV may not separate from the booster. An RV may be equipped with specialized capabilities that allow the ballistic trajectory to be altered during the mid-course and terminal phases. An RV may be maneuverable, contain defensive countermeasures such as decoys and chaff, and be one of several RVs from the same booster. The use of maneuverable RVs, multiple RVs, and countermeasures challenge defensive capabilities and increase the importance on building an integrated global MD system. Ballistic missile flight phases. Global MD forces deploy layered defenses that use complementary sensors, interceptors, and C2 to engage all classes of ballistic missile threats across the globe. These systems provide multiple engagement opportunities against ballistic missile threat targets in all phases of flight. Each phase plays an important role in the design of a robust system intended to defeat a ballistic missile attack. Ballistic missile flight is divided into three phases: boost, mid-course, terminal. Boost phase defense. The boost phase of a ballistic missile's flight is the segment of flight lasting from launch through the completion of propulsion fuel burn. The infrared signature created by the combustion of the missile's fuel provides an exhaust plume detectable by satellite sensors. Satellites provide early warning of missile launches and usually provide the first indication of a missile's launch. The information collected during boost phase is also used to predict launch location, flight trajectory, projected point of impact, and determine missile type. Boost phase is the ideal phase to destroy a ballistic missile as it struggles against the Earth's gravity, active defense. But it is extremely difficult to execute due to the short burn duration, usually less than 300 seconds, and burns out at an altitude of less than 300 kilometers. Intercepting a missile in the boost phase will likely cause debris to fall onto or near the launch country and may cause collateral damage to civilian population. In the boost phase, it is not necessary to destroy the RV. Destroying the booster with the RV still attached will essentially destroy the RV. The United States does not have a dedicated boost phase interceptor capability. Current boost phase detection sensors in BMD are the Space-Based Infrared System, SBIRS Constellation, AN-TPY-2FBM system, Patriot, and Aegis BMD ships. Mid-course phase defense. The mid-course phase begins immediately following booster burnout when the RV separates from the booster and continues along its established trajectory. This phase can last as long as 35 minutes for ICBMs, allowing opportunity to destroy the incoming ballistic missile outside the Earth's atmosphere. Any debris remaining after the intercept will likely burn up as it re-enters the atmosphere. The more time a threat missile spends in the mid-course phase, the greater the possibility it may deploy countermeasures and penetration aids if equipped. Conversely, sensors have more time to discriminate the RV from countermeasures, penetration aids, chaff, and other objects along the same trajectory. The primary mid-course phase defense of the homeland is the GMD system. For shorter range systems such as Aegis Ashore, Aegis BMD, and THAAD may have limited capability to intercept during mid-course. Terminal phase defense. During the terminal phase of IRBM and ICBM flights, the RV re-enters the Earth's atmosphere at extremely high speeds, 14,000 plus miles per hour, which results in this phase lasting only 60 to 120 seconds. Defensive systems designed for use in the terminal phase have a small TEW in which to provide adequate defense. It is the last opportunity to make an intercept before the RV reaches its target. Intercepting an RV during the terminal phase is difficult and the least desirable because there is little margin for error as the intercept will occur close to the intended target and debris will fall to Earth near the intended target. Terminal phase interceptor elements include the Army's Patriot and THAAD systems and the Navy's Aegis BMD system. These mobile systems are designed to defend against CRBM, SRBMs, MRBMs, and IRBMs. The Patriot system is most effective in protecting point targets such as troop concentrations, ports, airfields, and staging areas, while THAAD and Aegis BMD provides area defense. The Aegis BMD, while capable of intercepting a threat in the terminal phase, must be properly positioned to effect an intercept. Integrated air and missile defense. Global MD consists of a layered system comprised of sensors, weapon systems, planning, battle management software, and hardware capable of managing and executing the global MD mission. The forces and capabilities employed by combatant commanders may also support a layered defense, beginning in the forward areas against strategic missile threats to the homeland. Global MD is the application of AMD and IAMD integrated across all combatant commands. Integrated air and missile defense integrates capabilities and overlapping operations to defend the homeland and United States national interests, protect the joint force, and enable freedom of action by negating an enemy's ability to create adverse effects from their air and missile capabilities, JP3-01. A target engagement window is the period between the earliest and latest time a weapon system can launch an interceptor to engage against a specific threat target. The TEW for each system is largely based on the flight time of the threat. CRBMs, SRBMs, and MRBMs have a smaller TEW because they have shorter flight times than IRBMs and ICBMs. Each BMD element will have a different TEW for a given threat based on the interceptor type, range, launch position, angle of approach to target, sensor's field of view, trajectory of the threat target, and other factors. For example, if two Aegis BMD ships are in a position to launch interceptors at a threat target, each ship will have a different TEW for the threat, since each ship is in a different location. A larger TEW directly translates into increased weapons access and defeat opportunities. Air and missile defense is direct, active, and passive defensive actions taken to destroy, nullify, or reduce the effectiveness of hostile air and ballistic missile threats against friendly forces and assets, JP3-01. Global MD recognizes AMD elements are significant contributors and force multipliers to every battlefield solution. Complete integration of all AMD elements enables faster, more efficient, and more effective engagements. AMD gives numerous options for delivering simultaneous and sequential effects across all domains by using a layered defense infused with the best opportunities to defeat a ballistic missile threat. The layered approach of defeating ballistic missile attack requires all AMD elements to operate with coordinated actions during an attack, best described as any sensor, best interceptor. To utilize this construct, sensor elements that track a ballistic missile must be able to pass usable track data to other elements, sensors, interceptors, and C2 systems. Some elements may be in a better position to engage a target, while other elements may not. The Any Sensor Best Interceptor construct promotes shared understanding while increasing the collective TEW of available interceptors. This construct enhances force-wide protection of critical assets over larger cross-AOR areas. BMD is a key component of both the counter-air mission for theater defense and IAMD for theater, cross-AOR, and global MD. The IAMD approach overlays on the counter-air framework. IAMD expands on the defensive counter-air framework at the theater level and adds a perspective that includes defense of the homeland and other capabilities to create the desired effects for BMD. The engagement sequence must occur rapidly and reliably due to the short TEW. A ballistic missile launch with a trajectory that crosses AOR boundaries complicates control of defensive elements and actions. Cross-AOR threats require extensive planning, coordination, and exercise rehearsal among the affected combatant commanders prior to fielding a BMD element capable of defeating a threat launch. All combatant commanders plan for and contribute to homeland defense strategy. Combatant commanders and subordinate joint force commanders, JFC as applicable, coordinate their BMD planning and support with Commander, United States Strategic Command, Commander, U.S. STRATCOM. Refer to JP3-01 for more information on counter-air. Space Operations Contributions to Missile Defense. BMD is dependent on space capabilities as activities in the space domain to enable freedom of action for BMD operations. The use of space capabilities grants significant operational advantage to ballistic missile warning and defense. Abilities such as over-the-horizon sensing, beyond line-of-sight communication, situational understanding, precision timing, and increased navigational and targeting accuracy help ensure protection against an attack. BMD is critically supported by missile warning, satellite communications, SATCOM, and space-based surveillance and reconnaissance. Space-based systems provide ballistic missile launch warnings, launch locations, predicted impact areas, and both theater-centric and worldwide communications. Space-based capabilities enable attack assessments and provides track data that makes intercepting a threat missile possible. Refer to FM3-14 for information on space capabilities. Army's Global Missile Defense. The Army mission is to deploy, fight, and win our nation's wars by providing ready, prompt, and sustained land dominance by Army forces across the full spectrum of conflict as part of the joint force. This land power capability complements the other services' capabilities. Furthermore, the Army is charged to provide logistic and other executive agent functions to enable the other services to accomplish their missions. The Army's mission and role with respect to Global MD follows. Army Mission. The Army's Global MD mission is to defend the United States homeland, territories, allies, and forward-based forces against all range of ballistic missiles in all AORs. It accomplishes this mission by training, providing for, and equipping ground BMD forces of all combatant commands. Army's specific responsibilities are to detect, deter, defend against, and defeat ballistic missile threats. The Army BMD weapon systems are designed to counter a limited number of strategic ballistic missile threats. United States Army Space and Missile Defense Command, USASMDC, is the Army's proponent for global BMD and provides planning, integration, control, and coordination of Army forces and capabilities in support of United States Strategic Command, U.S. STRATCOM operations. To accomplish the BMD mission, the Army integrates and synchronizes the following Army elements into joint operations: Patriot, THAAD, AN/TPY-2 FBM system, GMD. The United States' only dedicated homeland defense against ballistic missile threat is GMD. Other systems, if deployed in or around the United States homeland, can only provide limited point or area defense. The GMD element of Global MD engages limited ICBM and IRBM threats from rogue nations in the mid-course phase using data from the suite of Global MD sensors. GMD contributes to the development of advanced global MD capabilities with increased data sharing between systems to more effectively manage BMD elements and prepare them to engage ballistic missile threats. Global MD mission operations and employment plans are guided by capabilities as technology evolves. The AN/TPY-2 FBM batteries are forward deployed in relatively static locations outside the continental United States, OCONUS. Particular locations are dependent upon the mission's collective consideration of all the threat's capabilities, terrain, and other operational considerations. Army role. The Army's role in Global MD is to provide protection for deploying or deployed United States forces, allies, facilities, and to assure the freedom of action throughout the operational area. Joint doctrine presents fundamental BMD principles that guide the employment of Army forces in coordinated and integrated action to fulfill this role. The Army Air and Missile Defense Command, AAMDC, integrates the operational elements to synchronize Army BMD contributions with joint counter-air operations. BMD elements consist of Army systems integrated and coordinated between multiple combatant commands. Global MD operations are coordinated with other offensive and defensive actions and supporting systems to achieve unity of effort. Within Homeland Defense constructs, Global MD activities support actions and plans as part of protecting the United States homeland, deployed forces, partners, and allies from ballistic missile attack. As the lead service for Army land-based BMD, the Army operates elements of Global MD by planning, coordinating, and executing operations and integrating GMD with other defensive elements. Global MD forces employ a combination of fixed and mobile sensor and interceptor capabilities as integral elements of Global MD, providing protection for the homeland, allies, and power projection capabilities. BMD characteristics form the basis for successful execution of BMD operations. BMD requires an integrated strategy to support the rapid, flexible application of defensive capabilities synchronized with offensive actions to deter and defeat increasingly complex and prolific missile threats. Joint dependency on Army missile defense. National policy on BMD acknowledges the various emerging threats to the United States and directs the Secretary of Defense to proceed with plans to deploy a set of initial capabilities. To date, the Army operates the only fielded BMD system with the capability to defend the United States homeland against ICBM and tactical ballistic missile attack. U.S. STRATCOM is required to synchronize the planning and coordination of the defensive capabilities designed to neutralize, destroy, or reduce the effectiveness of ballistic missile attacks, whether within or across the boundaries of any combatant commander AOR. Addressing cross-AOR threats require coordination and integration among the affected combatant commanders. Global MD is dependent upon all services, pre-planned cross-AOR operations, and a layered defense strategy. Global MD is a joint operation by definition that drives interdependency between all services. Department of Defense, DOD, sensor systems are used to provide early detection and tracking of missile launches originating within an area of interest. These systems provide continuous processing of near real-time warning, alerting, and queuing information on ballistic missile threats. Each service component has unique responsibilities that are critical to the success of the entire Global MD. The service contributions are contained in DoD Directive 5100.01. These service interdependencies allow data to be sent to all combatant commanders to integrate BMD for the protection of military forces, civilian populations, and geopolitical centers. Supported by the services, U.S. STRATCOM has the unique task of conducting Global MD operation support and linking it with decentralized execution. Global MD requires well-defined command relationships because of cross-AOR threats and the ability of sensors and weapons to provide coverage of two or more AORs. The short reaction times and long ranges associated with ballistic missile attack demands close coordination between supported and supporting combatant commanders. At the strategic level, the collaborative planning process synchronizes each combatant commander's BMD plans with the BMD plans of adjacent combatant commanders. At the operational level, the Secretary of Defense or Joint Staff establishes combatant commander relationships into supported and supporting roles. They balance defensive resources with AOR priorities for defended assets in accordance with priorities set forth for Homeland Defense. Since ballistic missile threats may cross AOR boundaries, combatant commanders must establish cross-AOR command relationships to effectively counter missile threats. The processes that enable cross-AOR collaboration and coordination are critical to ensure effective planning and execution. Successful execution of Global MD requires pre-planned, integrated cross-AOR strategy that supports the rapid, flexible application of defensive capabilities synchronized with offensive actions to deter and defeat ballistic missile attacks. The strategy is based on the joint doctrinal principles of unity of effort, unity of command, centralized planning, and decentralized execution. Centralized planning is essential for integrating, synchronizing, and controlling the efforts of all available friendly forces. Unity of effort relates to coordinating organizations both within and outside the same command, as it is necessary to defend against a cross-AOR ballistic missile attack. Decentralized execution is essential to remain flexible and react to the varying operating tempo and uncertainty of enemy actions. The Army's contribution to joint BMD operations is derived from Department of the Army functions, which include organize, train, and equip forces to defeat threats, develop concepts, doctrine, tactics, techniques, and procedures in coordination with the other military services for employing forces operating on or from the land, conduct AMD to support joint campaigns and assist in attaining air superiority, provide support for space operations to enhance joint campaigns in coordination with other services, conduct reconnaissance, surveillance, and target acquisition. Joint Doctrine for Ballistic Missile Defense. The Army has been at the forefront of BMD and incorporated BMD into doctrine long before the initial JP on Theater BMD was promulgated in the early 1990s. The initial joint doctrine was based on the Army's concept for defeating SRBM threats. Joint doctrine presents fundamental principles that guide the employment of United States military forces in coordinated and integrated action toward a common objective. In the event deterrence fails, Commander U.S. STRATCOM, in support of the other combatant commanders, is tasked to coordinate the deployment and employment of strike forces to defeat limited ballistic missile attacks in all phases of flight or prior to their launch in order to defend the United States, our deployed forces, friends, and allies. Commander U.S. STRATCOM is also responsible to ensure continuity of operations if required. JP3-01 provides the joint definition for active defense in the air domain to include BMD. Attack operations such as attacks on missile sites and infrastructure are an element of offensive counter-air operations. Defensive counter-air operations include active AMD activities such as BMD. JP3-27 provides the doctrine for the defense of the United States homeland across the range of military operations, from peacetime military engagement to major combat operations. The United States homeland is the physical region that includes the continental United States, CONUS, Alaska, Hawaii, United States territories, and surrounding territorial waters and airspace. Homeland defense is the protection of United States sovereignty, territory, domestic population, and critical defense infrastructure against external threats and aggression, or other threats as directed by the President. DoD is responsible for the homeland defense mission, and therefore leads the response, with other departments and agencies in support. This includes using an active layered defense, which integrates the efforts of the United States and defense security partners. The Unified Command Plan tasks each combatant commander with detecting, deterring, and preventing threats and attacks against the United States, its territories, possessions, and bases, and employing appropriate force across the full spectrum of competition and conflict to defend the nation. Commander U.S. STRATCOM conducts global MD operation support in coordination with other combatant commands and services. Support to multi-domain operations. Global MD directly supports and enhances all six warfighting functions in support of multi-domain operations. A warfighting function is defined as a group of tasks and systems united by a common purpose that commanders use to accomplish missions, ADP-3O. Commanders apply combat power through one or a combination of warfighting functions, using leadership and information to fulfill the core competencies. Global MD operations are integral to successfully conducting the Army core competencies. Command and control. Command and control is the exercise of authority and direction by a properly designated commander over assigned and detached forces in the accomplishment of the mission, JP1, Volume 2. The Command and Control Warfighting Function is the related tasks and a system that enable commanders to synchronize and converge all elements of combat power, ADP-3O. C2 consists of the related tasks and a C2 system that support the exercise of authority and direction by the commander. Through the C2 warfighting function, commanders integrate the other warfighting functions into a coherent whole to mask the effects of combat power at the decisive place and time. Refer to ADP-6O for discussions on the C2 warfighting function. Global MD operations encourage the Army's approach to C2, mission command. By employing the principles of mission command, unit commanders benefit from professional and technical competence. They issue a commander's intent and mission orders to create a shared understanding of capabilities which fosters mutual trust. Commanders balance disciplined initiative with risk acceptance to shape and influence the current battle while building cohesive teams. Refer to ADP-6O for discussions on mission command and mission command principles. Fires. The FIRES warfighting function is the related tasks and systems that create and converge effects in all domains against the adversary or enemy to enable operations across the range of military operations, ADP-3O. Army FIRES system supports offensive and defensive tasks by delivering specific lethal and non-lethal effects on a target. The two tasks of the FIRES warfighting function are: integrate Army, multinational, and joint fires. Execute fires across all domains and in the information environment. Global MD operations supporting the fires warfighting function include the theater event system, which has the ability to estimate launch point of a ballistic missile. With this information, the commander may employ MD to attack fixed or mobile launch systems that may be used for follow-on attacks, support areas, and installations. The commander may also employ fires to prevent incoming missiles from striking their target areas. Refer to ADP 3-19 for discussions on the fire's warfighting function. Intelligence. The intelligence warfighting function is the related tasks and systems that facilitate understanding the enemy, terrain, weather, civil considerations, and other significant aspects of the operational environment, OE, ADP 3-0. Intelligence includes the synchronization of collection requirements with the execution of tactical tasks such as reconnaissance, surveillance, and related intelligence operations. This warfighting function includes specific intelligence and communication structures at each echelon. The four tasks of the intelligence warfighting function are: provide intelligence support to force generation, provide support to situational understanding, conduct information collection, provide intelligence support to targeting and information operations. Global MD operations supporting the intelligence warfighting function include identification and early warning of threat activities and location through search, tracking, and queuing sensor operations. Space-based and ground-based global MD sensors are uniquely positioned to gather and provide near real-time mission essential data, such as estimated launch and predicted impact locations that contribute to intelligence preparation of the battlefield, IPB. Information provided by OPIR systems support technical intelligence provided to combatant commands, staff planners, and policymakers. It contributes to scientific and technical intelligence on foreign threat systems, selected space programs or systems, and supports materiel acquisition. This information supports the commander in execution of the intelligence warfighting function in a near real-time manner and influences the decision-making process with a more complete common operational picture. Refer to ADP 2-0 and FM 2-0 for more about intelligence warfighting function. Movement and maneuver. The movement and maneuver warfighting function is the related tasks and systems that move and employ forces to achieve a position of relative advantage over the enemy and other threats, ADP 3-0. Direct fire and close combat are inherent in maneuver. It is important for commanders to use maneuver to focus on the threat, not the terrain. Movement is necessary to disperse and displace the force as a whole or in part when maneuvering. Global MD operations supporting the movement and maneuver warfighting function provides the commander the capabilities enabling rapid movement by providing a positional advantage to the friendly forces. Global MD supports identification of missile type, predicted impact point, time, and estimated launch point, which directly impact the organization's ability to move and maneuver on the battlefield. Integrating this information into the common operational picture enhances the commander's situational awareness of the OE. Additionally, Global MD supports movement and maneuver by providing force protection that helps facilitate freedom of movement. Refer to ADP 3-90 for discussions on the movement and maneuver warfighting function. Protection. The protection warfighting function includes the related tasks and systems that preserve the force so the commander can apply maximum combat power to accomplish the mission, ADP 3-0. Preserving the force includes protecting personnel, friendly combatants and non-combatants, and physical assets of the United States, host nation, and multinational military and civilian partners, ADP 3-0. There are 16 primary tasks of the protection warfighting function, but the four tasks directly supported by Global MD operations are: conduct area security, employ safety techniques, implement operation security, coordinate AMD support. Global MD operations support the protection warfighting function by preserving the commander's freedom of action and protecting forces in all domains. OPIR elements assist in the identification of probable missile and artillery launches that impact on the commander's freedom of action in the OE. Global MD is a necessary aspect of force protection. Refer to ADP 3-37 for discussions on the protection warfighting function. Sustainment. The sustainment warfighting function is the related tasks and systems that provide support and services to ensure freedom of action extended operational reach, and prolonged endurance, ADP-3O. Sustainment determines the depth and duration of Army operations. Successful sustainment enables freedom of action by increasing the number of options available to the commander. Sustainment is essential for retaining and exploiting the initiative. The sustainment warfighting function consists of four elements: logistics, financial management, personnel services, and health service support. Global MD operations supporting the sustainment warfighting function align closely with those of the protection warfighting function. Global MD operations provide defense for all echelons, allowing the commander's freedom of action. Refer to ADP-4O and FM-4O for discussions on the sustainment warfighting function. Global Missile Defense Coordinating Organizations. Many organizations within a combatant command, subordinate combatant commands, or joint task forces have a role in global MD operations. Global MD is inherently joint operations conducted according to joint doctrine. United States Strategic Command. U.S. STRATCOM is the combatant command responsible for synchronizing planning for global MD and coordinating support for global MD operations. Commander U.S. STRATCOM is the supported commander for global MD planning and operation support, and is a supporting commander to other combatant commands for execution of global MD. Commander U.S. STRATCOM conducts global MD operation support in coordination with other combatant commands, services, and, as directed, appropriate United States government agencies, advocates for and assesses MD capabilities, ensures continuity of operations as required. U.S. STRATCOM is organized to accomplish its missions using functional components which are assigned specific functional responsibilities. Joint Functional Component Command for Integrated Missile Defense, JFIC-IMD, is responsible for the day-to-day planning and operational oversight of all global MD operations. To accomplish the global MD mission, U.S. STRATCOM integrates and synchronizes a wide range of sensors, interceptors, and command elements. Sensors include AN-TPY-2 FBM systems, UEWRs, COBRA DANE radar, the LEADER, the SBX radar, and the Theater Event System elements providing theater missile warning. Systems with interceptors include Patriot, THAAD, GMD, Aegis Ashore, and Aegis BMD. Joint Functional Component Command for Integrated Missile Defense. The JFIC-IMD mission is to support the Commander U.S. STRATCOM by synchronizing global MD planning and operation support. JFIC-IMD is responsible for the day-to-day planning and execution of global MD. JFIC-IMD plans, coordinates, integrates, and synchronizes global MD operations to provide layered BMD against ballistic missiles of all ranges and in all phases of flight. JFIC-IMD supports development of other capabilities for the DoD and when directed to provide alternate global MD execution support. JFIC-IMD works with other component commands to continuously coordinate, plan, integrate, and synchronize capabilities to provide tailored, responsive effects in support of national objectives and combatant commands. JFIC-IMD coordinates with combatant commands and each service on desired effects, capabilities, and operation support for global MD. They synchronize global MD operation support from all domains. JFIC-IMD monitors and coordinates activities with associated combatant commands, other U.S. STRATCOM joint functional components, and the efforts of the Missile Defense Agency, MDA. The JFIC-IMD commander advises the Commander U.S. STRATCOM on all aspects of global MD. JFIC-IMD is the asset manager for the global MD elements and the mission communications portion of the BMD communications network. When any global MD element has a readiness change, the JFIC-IMD conducts an asset management conference to ensure all command elements concerned are aware of a change to the global MD capability and status. The combatant commands are responsible for asset management for theater communications. JFIC-IMD is responsible for the Tier 1 Strategic Level Command Center's BMD Communications Network. They manage the Tier 1 BMD Communications Network assets through their continuous 24-hour operation center, responsible for monitoring and reporting the availability, reliability, and security of the BMD communications network and the global MD elements. They assist worldwide and theater network operation service providers with isolation activities, ensuring network outages affecting global MD are resolved in a timely manner. The JFIC IMD Operations Center coordinates scheduled and unscheduled maintenance to ensure BMD communications network system integrity and minimal impact from system outages. To ensure network operations capability gaps are closed, the center relies on support from DoD Information Network, Network Operations Centers, Service and Agency Communication Providers, and the BMD Network Operations Support Centers. United States Northern Command. United States Northern Command, U.S. NORTHCOM, is responsible for homeland defense. U.S. NORTHCOM deters ballistic missile attacks on the United States, its territories, possessions, and bases within its AOR and other areas as directed. Should deterrence fail, and as directed by the Secretary of Defense, Commander United States Northern Command, Commander U.S. NORTHCOM, will employ available global MD forces to defeat ballistic missile attacks. Within the U.S. NORTHCOM AOR, the Commander U.S. NORTHCOM is responsible for planning, organizing, and executing Homeland Defense Operations, BMD. U.S. NORTHCOM has operational control, OPCON, for execution of BMD for the Homeland Defense mission. United States Army Forces Command provides forces under command of U.S. STRATCOM to execute BMD operations for the defense of North America. These forces are OPCON to U.S. NORTHCOM for execution of BMD mission operations in defense of North America. The Commander U.S. NORTHCOM is the supported commander for Homeland Defense. If offensive operations are necessary to protect the homeland, all combatant commanders are supporting commanders, as directed by Secretary of Defense. United States Space Command. The United States Space Command, U.S. SPACECOM, is designated as the Global Center Manager. As designated, U.S. SPACECOM has oversight and operations for strategic communication for Global MD. U.S. SPACECOM leverages DoD communications architectures to support the Army forces by working with the JFC, Defense Information Systems Agency, combatant commands, and services. Commander, United States Space Command, Commander U.S. SPACECOM, is responsible for planning, managing, and conducting operations of assigned forces, space domain awareness, support to MD operations, and is the Global Sensor Manager. U.S. SPACECOM provides theater and strategic, homeland, missile warning to combatant commands, United States government agencies, international partners, and other entities, MD data to combatant commands and other entities. U.S. SPACECOM is the supported command responsible for providing space capabilities, including missile warning and MD data, and support to other combatant commands. U.S. SPACECOM is the supported combatant command for space operations and is typically the supported commander for protection of friendly space capabilities, such as a terrestrial-based threat to space capabilities. Combatant commands are the supported commands for all other terrestrial operations. U.S. SPACECOM integrates, synchronizes, and coordinates space operations and is responsible for providing the critical space capabilities necessary for supporting Global MD. Of those capabilities, OPIR sensors usually provide the first indications of a missile launch event, and ground radars provide follow-on information when the launch trajectory crosses the field of view of a radar. The necessary MD data is provided from OPIR sensors and relayed via SATCOM. Both are critical enablers of Global MD. Combined Joint Task Force Space Operations, Combined Force Space Component Command. The Combined Joint Task Force Space Operations, Combined Force Space Component Command optimizes planning, execution, and force management per direction of the commander, U.S. SPACECOM. Their mission is to continuously coordinate, plan, integrate, synchronize, and execute space operations to provide tailored, responsive space capabilities and effects in support of national objectives and combatant commanders. The combined Force Space Component Command supports Global MD with ballistic missile early warning and communications capability. It ensures integrated tactical warning and attack assessment systems and the theater event system generate and report precise, timely, and engagement quality information on ballistic missile launches and track data as available. Defense Intelligence Agency. The Defense Intelligence Agency is responsible for providing support to JIFIC IMD for Global MD and supports oversight and management of the information collection enterprise. It develops and synchronizes operational information collection and associated processing, exploitation and dissemination plans, and allocation strategies to integrate national, theater, and multinational information collection capabilities to satisfy combatant commanders' requirements. United States Army Space and Missile Defense Command. USASMDC is an operational force designated by the Secretary of the Army and serves as the Army Service Component Command to U.S. STRATCOM and U.S. SPACECOM. USASMDC is the Army Force Modernization Proponent for Global Ballistic MD and Space Capabilities per Army Regulation AR-5-22 and serves as the Operational Integrator for Global MD Army Space Operations per AR-10-87. Refer to FM-3-14 for more information on Army Space Operations. The Commander, USASMDC, is dual-hatted as the Commander JIFIC IMD due to the relationship to and preponderance of Global MD forces. USASMDC provides planning, integration, control, and coordination of Army forces and capabilities in support of U.S. STRATCOM and U.S. SPACECOM operations. USASMDC is responsible for providing continuous oversight, control, integration, and coordination of Army forces assigned to U.S. STRATCOM and U.S. SPACECOM, planning and execution of Global MD responsibilities by exercising specified administrative control of organic, assigned, and attached Army forces, overseeing, controlling, integrating, and coordinating Army forces specified for high altitude, GMD, and IAMD, advocating Army's role for space operations, high altitude, and GMD, serving as the joint user representative, centralized manager, and integrator for the GMD system and executing horizontal integration across all IAMD systems. Army Air and Missile Defense Commands. AAMDCs perform theater AMD planning, coordination, integration, and execution in support of a combatant commander's priorities. The AAMDC integrates the operational elements of Army Theater AMD to protect contingency, forward deployed, and reinforcing forces, as well as designated assets from the Combatant Commander's Critical Asset List, CAL. The AAMDC normally has a command relationship of OPCON with the Army Forces Commander or Joint Force Land Component Commander and acts in direct support to the Joint Force Air Component Commander, JFAC. These command relationships allow the AAMDC to assist in synchronizing joint AMD operations. The AAMDC Commanding General performs several critical roles as they are the Senior Army Air Defense Artillery Commander for AMD operations. They serve as the Theater Army Air and Missile Defense Coordinator, known as TAMD Coord, to the Joint Force Land Component Commander, and they serve as the Deputy Area Air Defense Commander, AADC, to the JFAC, or Combined Forces Air Component Commander, in support of multi-tiered AMD using Global MD elements. There are four AAMDCs that support combatant commander priorities in United States Central Command: United States Indo-Pacific Command, known as U.S. Indo-PACOM, U.S. NORTHCOM, and United States European Command. The AAMDC that supports United States Central Command also has a force provider responsibility and serves as the Army Forces Command Executive Agent for Theater AMD Operations and Army AMD Force Management. The AAMDCs are not in U.S. STRATCOM, JIFIC IMD, or USASMDC chains of command. However, the AAMDCs have a coordination relationship when approved by their higher headquarters with JFIC IMD in its role as a global MD integrator for U.S. STRATCOM. For example, the AAMDC with the Army AMD Force Management Responsibility supports JFIC IMD in the Global Force Management, known as GFM, process with Army Forces Command Approval. The Air Defense Artillery Fire Control Officer, ADAFCO, is responsible for coordinating Army AMD for designated assets or areas on the Defended Asset List, DAL, in that area, region, and sector, and for coordinating and monitoring the tracking and engagement activities of individual Army Air Defense Artillery Fire units. They are responsible for the coordination and deconfliction of upper-tier and lower-tier ballistic missile engagements, and acts as the upper-tier coordination officer for upper-tier battlespace deconfliction. Upper-tier engagements occur in the exo-atmosphere, and lower-tier engagements occur in the endo-atmosphere. The ADAFCO is the Army AMD engagement expert for the AADC, Regional Air Defense Commander or Sector Air Defense Commander, on what course of action Army Air Defense Artillery units would likely follow during any situation, especially with degraded communications. The AAMDC provides an ADAFCO to the AADC, while the Air Defense Artillery Brigades provide ADAFCO elements to the region or sector commanders. The ADAFCO element is normally placed under the direct control of the Senior Air Defense Officer, Senior Weapons Director, or Mission Crew Commander. The AAMDC ADAFCO is typically located with the AADC, JFAC, or the Senior Air Defense Officer at the Joint Air Operations Center. During times of conflict, the ADAFCOs are collocated with the AADC Regional Air Defense Commander or Sector Air Defense Commander. When deployed with a Regional Air Defense Commander or Sector Air Defense Commander, ADAFCOs serve as mission control officers under the direct control of a Senior Weapons Director. Joint doctrine establishes the ADAFCO as the AMD link into the Joint C2 architecture. AMD command nodes establish voice and data connectivity with the Engagement Authority and Identification Authority through the ADAFCO located at the Joint C2 node. For ballistic missile threats, the ADAFCO is the conduit through which the Engagement Authority provides the authorization to engage. The ADAFCO is the Army AMD officer and is responsible for integrating Army AMD operations into the Joint Integrated Air Defense System and coordinating Army AMD for designated assets and areas based on the DAL. The AAMDC ADAFCO coordinates and deconflicts exo-atmospheric ballistic missile engagements. An Air Defense Artillery Brigade ADAFCO is responsible for coordinating and deconflicting endo-atmospheric ballistic missile engagements. ADAFCOs are provided by AAMDC and Army Air Defense Brigades as part of a modular ADAFCO element.